Penny Wong, Malcolm Turnbull has launched a blunt and colourful attack on Tony Abbott this morning and his climate change policy. Maybe it's hell hath no fury like a dumped opposition leader.
Well, I think Mr Turnbull is telling the truth. And what we see today is both Malcolm Turnbull and Joe Hockey giving us a real insight into the chaos that is the Liberal Party's climate change policy. They've made it clear that Mr Abbott's approach will be an environmental fig leaf to cover a determination to do nothing. And Mr Hockey's told us that this fig leaf will cost taxpayers $50 billion.
Mr Turnbull says any policy that Mr Abbott devises will be crap. And as you say, he's said that it will be a fig leaf to do nothing.
Well, what we know is Tony Abbott came to the leadership of the Liberal Party supported by a team who are determined to not act on climate change. And what he will put forward is a policy that is about not acting because he and his supporters do not believe that climate change is real and do not believe that Australia should do anything about it. And Mr Turnbull and Mr Hockey have made that quite clear.
Is Mr Turnbull now simply providing you with slogans and lines for your next election campaign?
Well, look, Malcolm Turnbull has made clear what his views are, just as Joe Hockey has. They've made clear and laid bare the chaos inside the Liberal Party, the deep divisions, but most importantly from the perspective of the Australian people, the determination by Mr Abbott and his team to put forward policies that do nothing, that cost a lot, and that are about pretending to do something about climate change without actually doing anything.
Mr Turnbull says that he is going to cross the floor and vote with the government. What's your response?
Well, Mr Turnbull is holding to the agreement that the government made with him. We sat down and negotiated in good faith just a short while ago. This carbon pollution reduction scheme was endorsed by the Liberal Party room, and since then we've seen a change of leader.
Did the government cost other climate change policies other than an emissions trading scheme, and did you stack business cases up against one another?
Look, this work on what is the best way to reduce Australia's emissions has been going on for over a decade now. It's occurred under both governments. We certainly drew quite heavily on the work that Mr Howard had done. When he hit the advice to him was very clearly that an emissions trading scheme, like the carbon pollution reduction scheme, was the cheapest way for Australia to reduce its emissions.
But did your government look at any other schemes other than an emissions trading scheme?
Look, we made very clear at the election that this was our policy, and that is because not only was the advice to John Howard clear, the advice to other major economies around the world was also clear. Let's remember, this is the preferred way of approaching reducing emissions that is being utilised or being planned in the world's major economies, and there's a reason for that. It's the cheapest way of reducing our emissions, which is the only way you can tackle climate change.
So that's a no? You didn't look at other measures other than an ETS?
Central to climate policy is putting a price on carbon. If you don't make people pay for pollution, you don't have a policy on climate change. And putting in place this sort of scheme is the cheapest way to achieve the reductions in carbon pollution we need to make.
Can I just clarify, though, Minister, did you look at any other schemes other than an emissions trading scheme?
We went to the election with this policy, Sabra, and that's what we've worked on, and we drew on the work that the previous government had done.
Are there other ways to cut emissions by 5% without an emissions trading scheme?
Look, there are a range of other things you can do on top of putting a price on carbon. But unless you put a price on carbon, you don't have the engine that gets you going. The reality is you have to make people pay for pollution. If you don't make people pay for that pollution, we're not going to change the way we do business. We're not going to start reducing our emissions. So it's the critical centrepiece of any climate change policy has to be to make polluters pay. Malcolm Turnbull understood that, John Howard understood that, and that was the policy we took to the last election. What we are seeing now is people who don't want to take action on climate change trying to find an environmental fig leaf to cover up a determination to do nothing.
Are there other policy choices, other emissions abatement programs, like one suggested by Mr Turnbull, like the biochar program, for example, that the government is looking at or will consider costing?
Look, even in the agreement that was made, we put provisions into the policy to encourage landholders to play their part. to plant trees, to look at other ways we can sequester carbon. But we have to remember this is not enough. We need to have a price on carbon. We need to make people pay for pollution. And if you don't have that, then you simply are not going to make the reductions that Australia and the world needs.
The Liberals had two by-elections on the weekend, and they ran quite strongly on the line that if you don't understand the emissions trading scheme, don't vote for it. Will you and the government now try to explain in clearer terms how the emissions trading scheme works in terms that most people can understand in a timely fashion?
Look, we accept this is a complex policy, but Australians have made one thing very clear, and Australians understand one thing very clearly, and that is that action on climate change is necessary, and that Mr. Turnbull is right when he says that Mr. Abbott is not serious about action on climate change.
But will you look at the way that you're selling that message about the emissions trading scheme to voters?
As I said, Australians are very clear about the need for action on climate change. We'll continue to do what we've been doing, which is engaging with the Australian people and going out there and being very clear about why it is we have to take action on climate change. Can I say on this, we have spent 2 years developing a policy that has gone through an enormous amount of consultation with the Australian community, with community groups, with environmental stakeholders, with individual businesses, as well as peak bodies. The policy that the government has developed is a whole-of-economy reform that has the support of a wide range of groups, from WWF and the Climate Institute through to the Australian Council of Social Services through to the Australian Industry Group and the Business Council of Australia. We have worked through this policy detail carefully, and we will continue to argue for it because it is in the national interest for this legislation to be passed.
You're off to Copenhagen tomorrow. Critics say this UN climate change conference is just going to be a talk fest with no binding outcomes.
But what we need at Copenhagen is the world to seize the opportunity to forge an international political agreement to tackle climate change. It is the case that we're not likely to get a legally binding outcome at this meeting, but what we need is the agreement that is the basis for that outcome. We need to do as President Obama said, that is to have an agreement that is comprehensive and that takes immediate effect. We have to remember that this generation of political leaders has a short period of time to start to put in place the reductions in our carbon pollution that are needed. We have a short window of opportunity to hold temperature rise of the planet to levels we believe we can manage. If we continue to delay action, as Mr. Abbott is proposing, we simply transfer more risk to our children and to their children.
You say there'll be no binding agreement out of these talks. How hopeful are you that you will get a binding agreement, say, within 12 months?
What is critical is to get the effective political agreement internationally and to use that as the stepping stone for the legally binding outcome. We also need the agreement to have immediate effect. So we need countries like Australia and others to start putting in place policies to reduce their emissions.